This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You know, we should leave the cameras on during the breaks and stuff, and you know, people can see the rushing around and throwing stuff around and what have you. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Always a pleasure to know that you're involved and you're engaged. Head up to the website, realside.com. I'll wait. Go. We can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Give me your money. That was a good one, too. Seriously, I mean, I want you involved. I want you engaged. But, you know, frankly, it's like all the shows that are on right now. We're all vying for the same sponsors, the same positions. And again, when you look at what's going on, You look in what's that they call it? Social media. I don't know if you can call it social media anymore. Really, it's really, really, really bad. You know, it's just amazing that they're able to squelch us so much, and it's very hard to get people to understand. And I don't mean just the audience. Listen to the audience. I'm talking about the government, too. I personally believe they're petrified. Right? My own personal opinion. I believe that they're petrified of social media. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Even to the point where, you know, they're squelching websites. They're doing all kinds of wonderful stuff like that. And head up to the website. I'll wait. No, listen, really. So give me your email address, because if you give me your email address, then we send out an email once a week. I'll let you know what's going on, some of the things that we're supporting and we're part of. If you're not an email person, this is really not what you want, then there's another way we can inform you, which is text messaging. And you can stop that anytime you want to. But if you want a text message, you want to text TRS to 55222, TRS to 55222, and we'll keep you informed of what's happening. I'm telling you, look at, oh, there it is. No wonder I couldn't hear me. Although, that might be a good thing, depending on who you are. You know that most Americans don't know their own history. It's really scary. I don't care who you are. And some people, you know, I've talked to some people the last few days about this. And it's just, it's interesting to know they don't care to know their history. It's not a big deal for them. And I don't know how you do that, because I know it's kind of a catchphrase or cliche, whatever you want to call it. But it's really not. If you don't know your history, if you don't know what got us into these situations, if you don't know, you know, what the hang-ups have been or the hooks have been over the years, then how do you know how you're going to end up there again? Right? I'm just asking, because it doesn't make any sense. And then you have young black Americans who don't know, I love this one, they don't know what the Civil War was fought for. How does that work? In all seriousness, how does that work? And we won our independence. You've heard me speak about this a million times. We won our independence. in 1964 from the Chinese? That's exciting.
Whatever that was.
Oh, a new piece out in the Daily Signal says, in America, we celebrate democracy. We're justifiably proud of this nation and how it was founded, the ideas that it was founded on. That's why it's so important that Americans be informed about their government and you know, partake in it as well. Be part of the government. Be part of the process. Really part of the process. Because under tyrannical systems, nobody really cares what the people think, do they? Like Gavin Newsom. But that's a story for another hour. Autocrats make decisions for the people, whether they like it or not. But in our republic, we rely on the informed, not the misinformed, but the informed decisions. So stay away from, you know, CNN, MSNBC, you know, you know the drill, right? Because they throw out so much misinformation, people really don't know what they're voting for, what they're looking, they got to get away from that stuff. Now, according to a recent release survey, Americans are woefully uneducated about the most basic facts of our history. But to the point, most couldn't even pass the basics. Think about that. American citizens can't pass the citizen test. A study by the Woodrow Wilson National Fellowship Foundation found that 1 in 3 Americans could actually pass. Did you hear me? I know I speak fast. 1 in 3 Americans, a third, God, can actually pass the U.S. citizenship test, which asks the most basic questions about our history, how our system of government works. Passing the test requires answering 60% of the questions correctly, but a majority of those couldn't even do that. Wow, can you imagine? Here, let me see. Just for giggles. First of all, what is the supreme law of the land? What does the Constitution do? I'm just reading the first 5 or 6. The idea of self-government is the first 3 words of the Constitution. What are they? How many of you right now are scratching your head going, gee, I don't know. Wouldn't that be, I mean, seriously. Maybe I'll post this up later on. Because that would, stop it. Because that would be fun. At least I think it would. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. What does the Constitution... No, I did that one. The idea of self-government, first 3 words of the Constitution. What is an amendment? What do we call the first 10 amendments to the Constitution? I mean, you can't get easier than this. How many questions are on this? Oh, both of them. I'm going to take the test during the break. I'll tell you how I do. Jimmy Gibb joins us after the break. Maybe he can answer these. I doubt it. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
Yeah, right.
We are back. Listen to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the solution. That's my favorite line. I want you part of the solution. Anyway, always love having this guy on with me. Hopefully, this time it'll work, right? All right, we're back, and I'm going to do it the right way, because I never really do this the right way for him, okay? We'll start off proper. All the way from jolly old England, the man who really needs no introduction, talk show host, commentator, author, singer, songwriter, and soon-to-be Broadway Zoo star and very available, Xander Gibb, but no relation to any Gibb brother, either alive or dead. Xander, thanks for being with me today.
Thanks for having me. That's only allegedly. Apparently, I'm the love child of Barry Gibb and Roseanne Barr. But we'll leave that for another show.
Please. God. just the fact of thinking, putting that vision in my head of Barry Gibb and Roseanne Barr being under the sheets together is going to make it so I probably lose a good 30 or 40 pounds this coming week. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Barry would be like,
No, please. Did they do a song called Please No?
Yeah,
I mean, serious.
Something like
my
that.
God. All right. Well, anyhow, always appreciate you allowing me to have a little fun. I enjoy that so much. And most of the young people, I'm going to have a clue what that's all about. Not a clue.
No.
All right? Somebody said, you may not even know this one. Somebody kind of made fun of me this week, and I just said, well, you know, Mongo is just a pawn in the game of life. And he looked at me like I had nine heads. He says, I don't know what you're talking about. Who's Mongo? Please don't tell me you don't know what I'm talking about. Please don't tell me.
No, I don't know what you're talking about, but I have similar experiences myself. And, you know, I'm an 80s child, so I think I'm still pretty hip. And then when I say things like, I can't even think, like I call, like records, I call them like LPs.
Oh, yeah.
My nieces and nephews are like, what the heck is an LP? I'm like, it's a long player. It's like a big. Yeah, they're like CDs, Uncle Zen, CDs. That's what we're working with now.
I know, right?
Okay, that's all whatever.
Have you ever seen Blazing Saddles? Huh, Blazing what? Mel Brooks.
Yeah, I've seen Blazing Saddles.
No, these guys. Mel who? Mel Brooks. Mel Brooks. You know what Mel Brooks is? No, I don't think I've seen any of his movies. It's like, oh my God, what am I, 90?
I mean, isn't he a used car salesman in Long Island?
Thanks.
Come to Mel Brooks for the best used cars.
Or the Earl Shive. Remember the old Earl Shive commercial? I paint any car for $99.95. I don't care what shape it's in, bring it on down. I paint it for $99.95.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know when you're watching late night TV and you can't sleep and the ads that come in, everything costs $19.99. For just one low price of $19.99, you can get this sent to you today, plus shipping and handling.
Yes. And if you ordered two, no, you know, the ones I love is the ones where they insult you, right? I mean, do you like getting on a 20-foot ladder in the ice-cold weather to clean out your storm drains? Yes, I love it. Thank you. Please,
yeah,
move on.
Me too.
Right? I mean, don't you love that feeling you get when you've had too much of grandma's pasta and it's coming back up your throat? Yeah. Yes. I'm looking to have some more. I mean, it's just dumb things they come up with. Anyhow, speaking of dumb things that they come up with, the last two.
Where to start?
Well, I call them the last two dementia forms, right? I mean, think about it. Two nights in a row, you could. Now, you've been in production before. You've done shows before. You couldn't buy that kind of entertainment. Matter of fact, can you imagine a bunch of guys sitting around a table going, look, I got an idea. I'm going to bring a bunch of people on that are total socialists. And, right? I mean, everybody at the table would be going, why don't you just go? Right?
I thought it was the Goon Show back. I saw a couple of clips. I was like, is this a Goon Show? And then they all started speaking Spanish. I'm like,
oh, that was great.
Por favor. El camisa de Estroja. And it was like, what was the point of that? No, I can speak Spanish better than you. Because Vito Bravo thinks he's, he thinks he's Spanish. And,
Booker always looks surprised, right? I mean, doesn't he have those eyebrows that always look like, boy, I'm speaking Spanish.
Right? You know how he's speaking Spanish? He was up late night last week and saw it for $19.99.
There you go, right?
The Teach Yourself Spanish CDs, you see, I'm learning. Not tapes or LPs.
For 42 payments of $19.99, you two could be speaking Spanish in just 5 short hours.
Just like me.
Right? Or New Yorkies. And then,
I mean, what's the purpose of those two nights to show us how stupid they really were? I mean, I was waiting for Nancy to come out in a clown car and say, do you think they know I've been drinking vodka? I mean, that's how ridiculous it was.
Come on in, boys. The asylum is looking for you. That's what I'm
saying. Right. Get the butterfly nets.
God bless. And they were all over the place, and they were yelling at each other. I mean, seriously, what these two, what to me, these last two nights have assured the reelection of President Donald J. Trump. Don't you think?
Yeah. But let me ask you a serious question. Who's the front runner as far as you're concerned?
Oh, my God. Well, when you say front runner, you mean the second place loser? I mean, No, I don't know. I you look at the numbers. Uncle Bernie's in number two slot still. I mean, Joe is at 32, and I think Bernie was at 16 or 17. I don't know how the heck he's at 16 or 17. I think he's going to, you know, Warren, him and Warren may fight it out a little bit. I think Kamala Harris comes off a, what was that Tyler Perry movie, A Mad Black Woman? That's what I think. That's
yeah.
What she's coming off. You know, I understand she's not really black.
No. Apparently, I don't know what the correct terminology is, but she's of mixed parentage. That's what it. That's
mixed
what you have to
parentage.
Say. Yeah, I think one of her parents is white and one of them is black. So she's of mixed parentage. But I think the thing is that all of these things are really good because, you know, I was obviously half joking about the front runner because they don't have one. And the only reason that Bernie is actually in the game is because he needs another summer house. You know, he wants to get the nomination so he can sell it to the highest bidder, you know, probably old Snippy Biden over there. And hopefully then he can buy another summer house or you know, some vacation home or something.
Yeah, I'm loving this. I don't get this at all. I don't get why. I mean, I get the fact that they're all entitled to run. They're all entitled to speak. I get all that. That's all cool and everything else. But somebody has to stop. 24. Right? And you look at these and you go, yeah, I know. Might as well be 107. You really can't tell which one's a run.
Right.
What was it? One of them, Hickenlooper, got stopped by security. We have to hit this on this time. But Hickenlooper got stopped by security because they didn't know he was a candidate. That has got to deflate your sale, doesn't
yeah.
it?
And they're like, that's not a real name.
God.
Hickenlooper.
We'll be back in a minute. Look it up, even if you don't know how to spell it. I'm sure you'll have a good time with it. I'm Joe Bocchino.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In Charlottesville, Virginia, an avowed white supremacist who deliberately drove his car into a crowd of counter-protesters, killing a young woman and injuring dozens, apologized to his victims before being sentenced to life in prison on federal hate crime charges. James Alex Fields had pleaded guilty March 29th to 29 of 30 hate crimes in connection with an attack that killed Heather Heyer and injured more than two dozen others. Prosecutors and Fields' lawyers agreed that federal sentencing guidelines called for a life sentence, but
but his attorneys asked U.S. District Judge Michael Urbanski to consider a sentence of less than life, hoping he would take into account Fields' mental health issues. And a meeting of the remaining partners in the Iranian nuclear deal produced some progress, but not enough to satisfy Tehran's demands, offering little prospect for now of the country backing away from a move to surpass a uranium stockpile threshold that could now doom any agreement. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with us. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Get involved, get engaged, but listen. We're back with if I say one of my favorite guests, he's going to get upset. But no, he truly, I have a lot of fun with Xander. I love when he's on the show with me, and I love that we're able to have fun, and we're able to talk about serious issues. Actually, we're able to have fun talking about serious issues. Xander Gibb joins me. Always a pleasure to have him with us, and he's coming to us, almost live from across the pond. I don't know. When I say almost live, I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about
yeah.
segment.
Oh, the way there. I feel right now, I'm only half alive.
Oh God!
But no, seriously, it's always great to be here. But you know, I listen to your show on other nights, and I hear you saying the same thing. This is my favorite.
Oh yeah,
guest.
There you go.
He's the best.
All right, so let me rephrase that. You're my favorite English guest, and I have my favorite black guest, and I have my.
I'm not English, but very good.
Well, from England,
I'm just half
my favorite
English.
Guest. Yeah, half. So on the 4th of July, do you throw half of yourself out? I mean, how does that work?
Yeah, exactly.
You punish half of you.
Yeah, when I'm back home in the States, I have to kick myself out of New York and then kind of. You know, throw the tea into Boston Harbor and
there you go.
You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, those boys don't take that no more, you know. No, it's great. So you got 24 candidates. We were talking about this before the break. Hickenlooper, which I agree with you. So, can you see the security guard going, no, really, what's your name? No, it's Hickenlooper. Yeah. Okay. After you drink too much, maybe. What's your real name, though?
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah, and his running mate should be Buttigieg. So it's Hickenlooper and Buttigieg.
Oh my God!
I can just see the Democrats and Nancy saying, "You know what we have to do this year? We have to get people's names counted to show they'll just vote for them anyway." Can you smell vodka?
Oh God! Definitely.
I mean, we have to be grateful for the hilarity. And just, you know, as a comedian, the wealth of stuff it gives me to comment on, really.
Well, we'd have nothing to do. We'd be pretty bored guys sitting around doing much of nothing because you're exactly right about them. I mean, they're so nuts. Their points of view last night, Castro. I mean, that guy, he's got to change his name. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
yeah, because you think Fidel, don't you,
the first thing that came to my head is like,
yeah.
Why don't you, and you kind of have that look like you're not, you know, you're not playing with a full deck.
Yeah.
This isn't helping you at all. And the fact that he wants, now again, I'm not making fun of this group, but I just don't get it. He wants to make sure that all transgender females have the right to an abortion. What are they going to abort?
Say what now?
Wait.
Yeah. Let's be politically correct, Joe, because okay. We don't want him writing to Joe Messina at IDon'tGiveAcrap.com again.
Yeah.
So if you're born a man and you decide that you're in the wrong body and you have parts of you taken away and then you become a woman and identify as a trans woman, you were still born with, I don't know if I can say this word on the show, but I'm going to say it anyway. You were born with testicles, which means you don't have ovaries, even though, yes, don't write in and tell us they were originally ovaries before the transformation in the womb. But how then, as someone that was born a man, could you even conceive, let alone have an abortion? If anyone can tell us, I will give you a prize of $1,000. How is that physically, humanly possible?
Well, you can even say, I'll give you $1 million, because, you know, that's not going to happen, right?
No.
I mean, seriously. I mean, you got these, I don't know. But Xander, in all fairness, in all sincerity, right? I mean, I'm not disparaging anybody in any one of these groups. When do we stop being politically afraid? I'm not going to say politically correct anymore, because it's a fear now to say, okay, look, enough is enough. A transgender woman cannot get pregnant. Therefore, okay, making a statement that you're entitled to an abortion is ludicrous, idiotic, and just simply you're playing a political game. Somebody needs to call people out for that. But everybody's afraid to.
But you know who saw that is, don't you? It's the Democrats' fault, because with this constant need to liberalize the planet, they make us afraid to say things how they actually are. I mean, you know, even when we don't want to offend someone, we have to be careful what we say.
I agree with you. And God forbid you make a mistake.
No.
Right? I mean, look at...
Can't do it.
Come on. Your favorite guy from New York, right? The Blasidio, or whatever you keep calling
him. Bill D. Blasidio.
Yeah. There you go. He quoted Che Guevara. Right? Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't.
You know, I mean, this guy is... I'd like to say he's a genius going somewhere to happen. He's actually an idiot going somewhere to happen, right? And apparently, you know, they're all quoting, you know, what is his name? What is his real name? Come on! De Blasio, there you go. De Blasio. You know, he made this, let me see if I can find this, because I don't want to screw it up, because they're going to get mad at me, right? So, here he goes. He was at a Miami rally, and he said four words in Spanish, a slight problem. They were Shay's words, right? And the major league, especially there, I mean, the community is like out in force wanting to kill this guy. He said it forced him to apologize hours later. De Blasio quoted notorious Argentine revolutionary Ernesto Che Guevara as he spoke Thursday in Terminal D to contract workers protesting poor pay and unsafe conditions. The big city mayor apparently thought he was saying something akin to the United Farm Workers co-opted Cese Puedo, and instead dropped Shea's most famous quote, instantly enraging Florida Democrats, and illustrating that these guys aren't true and they aren't real to what they believe. You know,
right. I just got, like, shades of JFK in my head when he went to Germany and said, Ich ein Berliner, which means I am a donut. And the crowd howled. I mean, I couldn't have kept this straight face.
Yeah.
But I think stay away from making quotes in foreign languages that you don't know. And don't even try using Google Translate, because it's not that correct. You know, I am a donut.
Yeah. No, well, the other fun thing about all that, too, is when you talk about, like, with my family, the Italians, my mom always says the same thing. Nobody speaks proper Italian. You know, I mean, so it's really hard to translate. There's so many different dialects, and people
mess
things up, and they screw things up, and it's like, you know, come on, just speak your language.
Right.
Right?
But I think even the Spanish that's spoken in America is not the same as Spain. I spent a lot of time in Spain. And I can speak a little bit of Spanish. Don't worry, I'm not going to try and continue with
thank you
in Spanish or anything. I think we've had enough of that this week. But realistically, There are even kind of local dialects of languages. Like, you know, like as I said, American Spanish is so different from Spanish in Spain. Right. So maybe just try and avoid it, you know, Blizzardio. Didn't Simon Garfunkel write about him in a song?
What, hello?
Where have you gone, Bill de Blasio? No?
No. No. Oh, God. Actually, it was Please Go Away was another song that I remember that should be his theme song.
It should.
Let's talk a little bit about Kamala Harris, okay? The woman, I'll just say it this way, because I know this is on earlier than normal, and I'm worried that, you know, we have young kids in the car. Well, let's just say she's done a lot of backbreaking work in her time. And last night... somebody sent me an email. Now, I'm a big Tyler Perry fan. I love the messages in his movies. I'm not so much crazy about some of his lifestyle choices, but I love the messages in his movies.
Right.
And she reminded me and many others of the Mad Black Woman, you know, the Diary of a Mad Black Woman, in the movie.
Yeah.
She just, every answer, every attack, every comment was, you don't get, and it's like, wait a minute, she looks mad, she looks irritated. There's no softness there.
Isn't Madea her middle name or something? Camilla Madea Harris.
Right. Heller. Okay, well, Heller, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. No, seriously, we're going to have a lot of fun with this. We're still going to talk about Winan. You know, and he's going to deal with issues that I normally don't deal
mad.
With. Because you guys send me some really nasty stuff, you know, about how I shouldn't be talking.
Maybe someone stole her stash. I mean, you know.
Oh, God. Keeping him quiet is a whole different story. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Don't go far. There's a lot more coming up right after this break.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
Oh, you come on. That's nice music. That's music. We'll start off there. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend listening to us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Look, one of your favorite guys, mine too, oh, let's bring him on. You know, again, from across the pond, it's Andrew Gibb. We're back. I know you guys wait. You wait specifically for him to come on the show. I think it's really funny because certain nights of the week, I have certain guests on every week. It's like clockwork, and I've had you people say to me, or some send me emails, go, where is so-and-so? Is so-and-so going to be on this week? And I get the biggest kick out of it. You know, what about me? How come you don't care whether I'm going to be on this week? Anyway.
Sorry, who are you?
That's how I feel sometimes. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week, and I always love my conversations with him. And Xander, anything exciting coming up that you can talk about?
No.
All right.
Can't tell you anything about anything that's coming up.
There you go.
But the show's going to be back in August, 5 days a week. I can't tell you much more than that.
Say August again.
August.
No, you said no. Say it like you said it. August.
I don't know. How did I say it?
You said August. Okay, I'll play it back for you if you want me to. I was just going to say
August.
You're the only guy in England that talks like he's stuck in New York. Okay, you know what I mean?
That's gotta be funny. I'm from Long Island.
There you go.
So it's August.
Long Island. There you go. Right.
But if you just joined us, you are listening to the Xander Gibb Hour on the Real Side with
Joe.
Pretty
much is. That's right. No kidding. Right. And we were talking about Kamala Harris, and again, not to disparage the black community, because I would never do that. And what's the name? Last night, we have our buddy, our mad Corey Duncan, that said the same thing. She looked mad. She constantly, not irritated. She didn't look like she had righteous indignation. She looked mad. I mean, there's no reason for that, right?
Maybe someone stole her stash. I mean, you know. I don't know. I don't really like the woman. I don't like how she got to be where she is. She's not worked hard to get there, and that's kind of concerning for me, if the rumors are true. But I just...
She's never denied them. Look at when Willie Brown came out and openly, I mean, like a sailor talked about how she got to where she's at. She never really rebutted it and said, okay,
no.
The old guy's off his meds. It never happened that way. Nothing, not a word.
No.
Right?
Well, because of course you would sue, wouldn't you, if somebody said those things about you if they weren't you? I know I would. Or at least I would get my lawyer to send a letter and say, you know, don't talk like this about the gipster again or we're going to break your legs, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I think, I don't know, I think the thing that's concerning is that all of these candidates seem to be unstable. There's not one of them. You know, when, I can't remember when it was, maybe it was the first time, it was a run-up to the first time that the Donald won. You know, there was one guy, I can't even remember his name, and he was a Democrat, and I quite liked him. I wouldn't have voted for him. But there's not one out of that group that jumps out and says, you know, I would buy you a beer. I would want to buy them a beer in real life, you know?
Yeah. No, there's nobody you want to, you know, it's like I say to people, you think about somebody you'd like to sit around with maybe for 2 hours or 3 hours at a lunch or throw them back a few beers to get to know them better, to talk with them. There's no jump off point with these people. The only one, who's the one from Hawaii?
Barack Obama.
Yeah. Not really.
Well, first Hawaiian president. Come on, Joe.
No, the lady that's you know who I'm talking about.
Haka Makawai, I don't know what her name is.
Haka Lakamaki, right. Anyway, she, I got to tell you.
Eats a lot of mahi.
A lot of people say she's a little too left-leaning, but listen to her speak. She's kind of...
Oh, gosh.
You know who I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I do.
She's the only sane one in the group, she sounds like.
Right. Oh, yes. She is apparently the only reason she ran on the Democrat ticket is because she would never have won as a Republican.
That's true. We know that's true.
I know what you mean. Her name does escape me.
Well, we'll get it in a minute. Go ahead.
But, you know, I've had this ideology for some time now. You know, especially kind of coming back this side of the pond and seeing politics from a more kind of global position that it's not about left and right. It's not about blue or red. It's actually about common sense politics. And usually I can take some things from each party.
Right.
But I can't do that with the Democrats because there's not one thing that they have to offer. And, you know, and I'm not just saying this to be, you know, like super Republican. But there's not anything policy-wise. And when they insist on turning our country's values and our constitution inside out and want to kill our babies, and, you know, it worries me, not just as an American, but as a human being and as a Christian. It's like we're building it up, and they want to tear it down.
Yeah, I am just amazed that we have lost our American. I mean, truly, we've lost our American values. We have Democrat values. We have what do you want to call it? Republican values. We have all kinds of values that are not American values, and we try to say they are because we have a right to say and think and do whatever we want to do. But the reality is, it's like taking guns away from people. That is not an American value, taking guns away from people.
No,
you know,
no, because we have in America we have a right. To bear arms. Now, I had a big job on my hands this week when people in the British media were actually saying that Donald Trump was to blame for the criminal father who tried to enter the United States illegally died, you know, with his daughter. I'm so sorry that that happened. I really am sad. But how is that Donald Trump's fault? And how is it, you know, that in 2019 you're allowed to break the law? And people will be sympathetic with you. for your break. And encourage you, like AOC, in our car park.
Yeah.
Parking lot.
Nine points of entry into the country, and where they could legally get paperwork to come into the country, and because they choose to break the law, not follow the law, all of a sudden, we're the bad people. We're the negative people, right? Trump,
right?
Trump is nasty, nasty, nasty.
I even had to, you know, there's a ITV, which is independent television news, and it wasn't that independent over here, but it was saying about, you know, the right to seek asylum. There isn't a right to seek asylum in any country. And that person, you know, I have to keep saying I'm sorry that he's died and I'm sorry his daughter died, but they weren't asylum seekers. They were economic migrants, and there is a world of difference.
Yes.
So as an economic migrant, you do not have the right to seek asylum.
No, you're exact. Let's talk about some fun stuff, okay?
Sure.
I'm going to throw out a name at you, and you tell me the first thing that comes to mind. Representative Eric Swalwell. Remember, do you know him?
I know what his nickname is, but I wouldn't say,
don't say
on
it
on this show.
No, don't say it.
Pass.
The thing I love about this guy is he is sure, at 38 years old, he is the right guy to be president, because the first thing, shows you how smart he is, the first thing he is going to do is confiscate your guns, and has no problem saying it, right?
Well, if I was in America, I'd be saying, you're coming to take them from my cold, clammy hands, because that's here in the UK, we don't have the right to bear arms.
Right.
So before the police or the CIA or whatever the British equivalent is knocked down my door, I don't have any guns, but in America, I would be saying, you'll be taking them from my cold, clammy hands.
And, all right, what about Marianne Williamson? She's the one that wrote, I guess she's a writer and all this other stuff, and she told Trump last night, the other night, that she was going to, since he likes to sow hate, she's going to show him how she can fix everything by sowing love. I hope her first hug is to an ISIS fighter.
Sorry, I was just bit busy vomiting at the commentary. But in fairness, what does he actually hate about? Is enforcing the law now in the United States an act of hatred? Because the thing is that, you know, even the LGBTQ, ABCDEFG community, I get emails from them all the time telling me, oh, Xander, how can you support that nasty homophobic Donald Trump? And my response is this the same nasty homophobic Donald Trump that's actually just tried to start a worldwide initiative to decriminalize people being killed for being gay? So how is that an act of homophobia? When did it become hatred to enforce law or to protect groups of people? I can't work it out, Joe. Really,
nobody can. These Congress people that are up there screaming about how hateful these laws are, somebody should go, excuse me, Congresswoman, yeah, you have the ability to change that law. You might want to try that. So anyway, I get a kick out of that. Hey, we're out of time. I hate that, but we are out of time. Go ahead and tell people how they can find you.
ZenderGift.com or any pizza joint in the Lower East Side.
Well, and if you're in England, you know, just send him hop on his website, send him a message, tell him you'll buy him lunch. I'm sure he'll meet you somewhere. I would.
Yeah,
you
know, for sure.
All right, Xander. Always good to have him with me, and I appreciate the time you're spending with me. Come back next hour. We're going to go through a whole bunch of California legislative just lunacy. They have a new bill or a new law now called the Crown Act. When you find out what it is, you're not going to believe it. You're not going to believe they wasted their time on it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side.